am a fan of all ratchet reality TV, so I have to use this time to ask you a bunch of questions. Now, we saw the recently leaked video of, like, your sermon, and we had Fashion Queen's Miss Lawrence here the other day, and he had a lot to say about it.
Ratchet, beyond ratchet, tacky, she's ratchet, she can't take it. Wish she could. She's entitled to her beliefs. I get that part. But at the same time, if you want to hold true to your beliefs, don't come over to the LGBT community or to the gay girls and want us to help you with your hair, want to use our gay slang, want to carry us like your purse. You stay over there and you stick to your beliefs.
Oh, he doesn't have hair. So when did I ask him to help? I'm not worried about what that bobblehead has to say.
Wow.
Because he just took it to the left for no reason. He's known me since, you know, I've been on the show. He could have easily picked up the phone instead of, like, trashing me like that. Anyway, to talk about the real subject, that sermonette was done about 5 years ago. And, you know, TMZ, you know, back and forth, I have a love-hate relationship with them. Mm-hmm. But they just kind of showed a little snippet of it. Mm-hmm. And the snippet that they showed, they made it look like I was talking to the gays and saying, hey, you need to be saved.
Yeah.
When in actuality, the sermon was a sermon about salvation. Mm-hmm. So I was speaking to the congregation and I was letting them know, hey, you know, we should go out and we should, you know, talk about God's love to everyone.
Amen.
We shouldn't discriminate. And, you know, normally in the African-American church, just traditionally, there's a group of people that they discriminate against. And that would be people who they think are prostitutes. The gays in the past have been discriminated against. And what I was saying was, do not discriminate. Tell everyone that they're worthy of God's love and that he's here for us. And we all should be saved, myself included. The entire sermon was about me being saved first before I even speak to someone about God's love.
Amen.
So
Amen.
it was just basically taken out of context, and it hurt me, you know, because I have a lot of friends who live that lifestyle, etc. And I would hate for anyone to be hurt or think that I feel that way. What I feel here and today is that God loves everyone, period.
Yes.
You know, I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but, you know, we're all worthy of his love equally, and nobody is to judge at the end of the day. So,
Amen.
Lawrence, I hope you hear what I'm saying now and stop going out and you know, just being nasty like that. That's all that was. That was just nasty.
Have you received any type of backlash from the LGBT community since the leaking of the video?
Immediately I did, because of the way it was spent. Like I said, they only showed about, you know, what, 5 seconds of a 45-minute speech. So, of course, the headline, the way they had it, this rant, all of that, it did make people react. And I immediately, you know, basically wanted to explain what that was about.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
101.1 The Wiz.